8.0 FM.
It is a very warm welcome to my very good friend, Henry Lamprecht. Hello, mate.
Dave, how are you doing? So good to see you again.
You made it. Fantastic. How was the trip? Was it all right?
Yeah, not too bad. No, obviously, the roadworks out of Maritzburg always a bit hazardous, one piece.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Good to see you.
Thank you. Now then,
Henry's the organizer of the Easter soccer tournament at Collegians Club in Pietermaritzburg. Now, this has been going on with third year this year, isn't it?
This is the third installment, absolutely.
And it's not an easy task.
Not at all. No.
Just fill us in a little bit about what putting a tournament of this size takes.
Well, the whole tournament basically revolves around 16 teams. So the first object is to create a situation where you get the 16 teams in. It's not easy. The first year, we literally until the last week, we battled. The second year, last week, teams pulled out, but we were able to get teams back in. This year, 1 week, advertising, 16 teams, done and dusted, signed up, entry fees, all that done. Now it's just a case of getting to the weekend, organizing your foods, and obviously the host, the great Dave Gazzelli, is going to be there. there's a lot of work in it. Fortunately, I've got a great team around me, and it's been a bit easier this year.
Now, Collegians Club is ideal for this. It really, really is. I mean, we're up on the, what do we call it, the balcony there, aren't we?
On the deck.
Overlooking both fields. The fields are going to be marked. There's ablutions. There's a licensed bar. I mean, it just lends itself to hosting a really good tournament.
It's got everything you could possibly want in the Midlands, and obviously more because the football is part of the deal. You come up there, you get to enjoy the weather, you get to enjoy the people. Obviously, the football hopefully is going to be a great spectacle. And if we pull this together and we work together hard, it's going to be fantastic. Really something worth watching.
We do, of course, have security there as well. So there's no problem in parking your car at the ground. It's all good. Starts, I think, at 8:30 in the morning, thereabouts.
The first game, because of the people that are traveling, we've got a couple of teams that are traveling as far afield as Kokstad, Durban, Inchonga. We've had to consider that, and the first game kick off at about 9:00 in the morning. Fortunately, we work on a very strict schedule, so 9:00, first game starts, and it's literally 35 minutes, 10 minutes, 35 minutes, 5 minutes, and it just goes on and on until the last game in the evening.
And we finish up about 6-ish, I think.
The last game is played at 18:55, so you got 70 minutes of football there with a 10-minute break. It finishes around about 8:00. And then I've got to go around and take down the corner flags and nets and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it gets done.
Yeah, make sure your team are doing it with you this time. So without sponsors, these things just don't happen. And it is tough these days to pull in sponsors. We have a few. We don't need to mention all of them. But we're very excited that there is the possibility of Garden City Motors.
Correct,
coming on board. They're the Mercedes people.
Correct.
And we're just holding thumbs, basically. We're going to get an answer on Friday, but I've got a good, strong feeling that they're going to be part of the tournament.
Yeah, look, they were obviously, we only got to speak to them very late, and it was short notice for them, a good sponsor, but we'll only know in time. If they do come on, obviously they're going to have carte blanche on the advertising, all that type of stuff, as well as the fields.
All right, so prize money for the winning team, it's not bad.
It's 12,000 rand for the winning team, plus a cash voucher from one of the sports shops. And then the second prize, obviously, is 8,000, also a cash voucher. There's trophies involved, and there's a man of the match, all that type of stuff. So it really boils down to each team and how much they put in. We basically try and give back as much as we can.
Super. We're going to talk about who won the tournament, and I think they won it 2 years on the trot in just a mo. But all right, chatting with my good friend Henry Lamprecht, the organizer of the Easter soccer tournament at Collegians in Pietermaritzburg. It all starts Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you're coming from out of town and you want to stay over, I'm staying at the Ascot Inn, which is just around the corner from the ground, handily enough. And it really is a lovely place. And I promised Marianne, the owner, that I'm not going to steal any towels this year, which is a good thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. Okay. Maybe the gown.
So if you want to stay over, it's a great place to be. Now then, the team that won it last year, they won it on the first year as well. Who are they?
Leicester City Football Club, a great football club. These are guys that have played together for quite a long time. The first year, they beat Maritzburg Eagles Football Club in the final. It was a fantastic, really robust game, very physical. Last year, they came up against Intandani Football Club, a really well-polished team. But, they just didn't have the edge when it came to that last minute. And
was it experience? Are they older?
Yeah, absolutely.
The guys are a little bit older, I think, aren't they?
I think the advantage that they have is that most of them have played together from a very young age. And that really stands out.
It was very difficult for me to try and choose a man of the match because there was some really, really top-notch soccer on display.
Last year, yeah, we ended up giving it to a team that actually didn't even go through to the finals, to one of the youngsters.
I remember.
And he was quite elated. I mean, he didn't expect it. And the year before, we would have given it to Joel Grey, but he just didn't put that last-minute effort in there. So.
He's my mate. I like him. Okay. Lose a bit of weight before next weekend, China. Anyway, is he listening?
Oh, I hope so.
I think I'm in trouble
I'm
now.
Tired of telling him.
But anyway. All right. So I think just to finish, in case... I don't think it's going to happen. I think all 16 teams are going to be there.
Yeah.
But in case a couple of them pull out for reasons, I don't know, beyond our control, let's give out an email address. And a couple of teams here on the North Coast, they've got some decent footballers here. Maybe they can drop you an email and you can put them on the list just in case.
More than happy to do that. The email address is collegiansfc@gmail.com. You can also get hold of me on WhatsApp 073-315-2319. Can also keep you on record. Who knows what happens next year? We look forward to seeing you guys.
There you go. Yeah, get some teams from the North Coast. Absolutely. Would be a good thing. All right, mate, thank you so much, and I'm really, really looking for. You know, with some gigs, I'll be honest with you, I don't like being there. Oh, shouldn't have said that, really. Yeah, it's like take the money and run. But because this is my second passion in life after radio, I mean, I've been playing football my whole life, I am so looking forward to this.
It's going to be a fantastic weekend, Dave. I mean, if you're not there, you're pretty much square, so you have to be there.
There you go. I've not heard that expression for a long time. It just shows how old Henry is. But anyway.
Let's not go there.
All right, mate. Thank you for being here.
Dave, and, it was a pleasure. Really great to see you again. Really, you too. Really great of you to let us come down here and to all the listeners.
Absolute pleasure. And I'll see you next Friday.
Look forward to it.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks, guys. All the best.